USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three men charged in the murder of Ahmed Aubrey are pleading not guilty. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with William Bryan, all entered their pleas this morning virtually in a Georgia courtroom. Bryan's attorneys also filed a motion for potential jurors to be asked certain questions in an attempt to get rid of biases they may have in the case. The 25-year-old Aubrey died on February 23rd in the southeast Georgia town of Brunswick when his family says he was out for a jog. The McMichaels, who are father and son, chased Aubrey because they suspected he was burglarizing neighborhood homes. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said Friday she's recovering from chemotherapy for a reoccurrence of cancer, but has no plans to retire from the Supreme Court. The 87-year-old Ginsburg did spend time in a hospital this week for an infection. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A civil rights leader passes away. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Civil rights leader C.T. Vivian, a very close associate of the late Dr. Martin Luther King during his crusade for racial equality, has died at 95. Family members confirm he passed away in Atlanta early Friday. Vivian, a black Baptist minister, was one of King's staunchest supporters and most effective aides with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the 1960s, as the organization spearheaded a nonviolent campaign to end segregation in the South. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in November of 2013.
The NFL says it will wait for the results of an independent investigation into sexual misconduct claims against the Washington Redskins before taking action. The league said in a statement released this morning the allegations are serious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding the college football season taking place, Urban Myers, the former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
2 weeks ago, yes. Last week, medium. I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, etc. I'm optimistic right now.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron agrees with Coach Meyer.
I think we definitely need football. I think we're going to have football. There's obviously going to be some adjustments. Obviously, the safety of our young men are going to be first, but we're ready. The country needs it. I think the state of Louisiana needs it. The economy needs it. We all need it. I think our children need to get back to school, and we need to get in the right track and find a way to fight this thing. We have a saying here, we don't blink. Whatever that situation at hand is, we're going to have to be able to master it and focus in on having a great season.
For more news, we can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.